أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تلك أمة قد خلت، لها ما كسبت ولكم ما كسبتم ولا تسألون عما كانوا يعملون. In the previous ayat, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explained about Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam making wasiyat to his children, and also Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, that you people must make sure that you remain firm on the deen of Islam. And these were great and honorable people, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. And now Allah Ta'ala explains a very important point, that it is not sufficient that we just belong to a pious family, our ancestors were pious, etc. They were great ulama, they were pious people, but how we ourselves are, that is what is going to count by Allah Ta'ala. Of course, having a pious ancestry helps in order to become pious. But just thinking that we are the children or the offspring of pious people, so we would be, we are all right and we are safe, and our actions are not according to deen, then that is not going to help us. Like for example, people who are sayyids and they belong to the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, undoubtedly a very great and honorable position, but it will depend on one's own amal. Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Hazrat Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha also that you help me by making a lot of sajda, that is, make the ibadat of Allah ta'ala. Just being the daughter of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you do as you wish, that it won't help, but you have to follow in that correct way. Or that we belong to some other pious family, our ancestors were pious people. Many of us know that our parents, our grandparents were very good and pious people, and we think that because we their offspring, so we also all right. That is not going to help us. We have to see what our actions are. So Allah Ta'ala says, Tilka ummatun qad khalat, wa jama'ati jo guzar chuki. That is a jama'at, a group of people that has passed already. That is, they did their good deeds, whatever they did, all their good deeds are with them. Laha ma kasabat wa lakum ma kasabtum. Unke waaste jo unhone kiya, aur tumhare waaste hai jo tumne kiya. For them will be what they did, and for you will be what you did. All the good they did, they are going to get the rewards and the returns of it. And of course, this is a great encouragement that for the offspring, that they also follow in their pious or elders' path. But unfortunately, many of us, our parents, grandparents, family were pious, but we choose a different path. And especially when we have gone to universities, we are in the wrong environments, then we have a complete, a different outlook of deen. Whereas they were in the masjids, they were in the madrasas, they were with Quran Sharif all the time in their ibadah, so they were righteous and pious. So for them, whatever they are, what they did, they will get that reward. And for us, for the people who follow, for them will be what our actions are. So our own actions are going to count. And if, which is not right, in this case particularly, that the elders, if they did any wrong, that will be to their discredit. That will be to their debit, whatever wrong they have done. So every person, according to his actions, he will be judged. Not merely that just because you belong to a certain family, so now you will be absolved and you can do as you please. That is not at all. And this error we should not fall into. Many people fall in this error that we are from a pious family, we are from the Sayyid family, we are from this family or that family, so we are all right. No, that is not the case. Our own actions will count. وَلَا تُسْأَلُونَ عَمَّا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. اور تم سے پوچھ نہیں ان کے کاموں کی. You won't be questioned about their actions. If, for example, which is not in this case at all, these righteous people, the Ambiya alayhi salatu wasalam, they were righteous and pious. If they had done anything wrong, which is not a possibility, even Allah protected them. And if they did, you won't be asked about their questions. Today that is another thing, when some elders or somebody errs in some matter, we make it a big issue. We won't be asked about their matters. We must be concerned about our matters. We will be asked about our matters, but we are more worried about other people, that if they err, they make a mistake, and we want to take them to task, neither can we take them to task, and neither will we be asked about their actions. For them is what they have done, for us is what we will do. So we have to be concerned about our own welfare as far as deen is concerned, and see that our matters come right. Like for example, if the father eats and drinks, that won't suffice for the children, that now their stomach's also going to get full. The parents, what they ate and drank is for them. For the children, what they going to eat, that will fill their stomach. So what the elders have done is for them, and what the children will do will be for them, the offspring, the people who come later. So this is also a big error that we make many times, that we just think because we belong to so and so family, or we are in the Sayyid family, so we are all right. But that is not the case. Many people who were of these righteous families, but unfortunately they went greatly astray, and they went in the wrong path. So therefore, however, from our side, we must respect them. They belong to such families, such honorable families, we respect them. But they themselves must not think that we belong to such families, so we are now absolved and we can do as we wish. But it doesn't give us the license either, that now because the actions are bad and we just run them down, etc. We should keep that respect all the time in mind, that they belong to the Sayyid family, for example. They belong to an honorable family. Their pious were great ulama. Their ancestors were great ulama, were great pious people. We should respect them for that. But they themselves must be concerned of their own amal, and everyone will be judged by his own amal. May Allah give us proper understanding of deen and the proper practice also.